You're listening to the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hello guys, this is me Arnob and you're listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. And I'm talking about WWE Survivor Series War Games 2022. This is the first ever Survivor Series War Game in the history of WWE Survivor Series Anthology Series. And the Survivor Series pay-per-view series, to be say, War Games, coming from main event, and even to say, coming from NXT War Games to WWE Survivor Series War Games. This is really massive, and Kevin Owens is the first War Games player to participate in NXT War Games, and he's the second time to play War Games in WWE Survivor Series War Games. Really massive. Cool. Huh? Yes. So, we would like to talk the Women's War Games match. Right now, WWE was giving both importance to men as well as women. Same in Royal Rumble. Same in Money in the Bank. And now, same in Survivor Series War Games. So, let's listen it now. Team Blair, it includes Bianca Blair, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Mia Yim, and Becky Lynch. Okay, just say Becky Lynch. Versus Team Bayley, Damage Control, Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky, with Nikki Cross and Rhea Ripley. This match, I like to say that was very awesome. Even Women's War Games was really awesome. Really interesting. They're starting from 2 minutes. And after 2 minutes, it comes from 1 to 1 to 1. After completing 5. And they decided that they start War Games. Yes, it's War Games. So this War Games, you are talking about it. This is massive. And look at all that. This is looking like interesting. Looks like interesting. So this was really good at all. And if we're talking about that, Team Blair versus Team Bayley, then this would be very impressive at all. And if we're talking about this winning match, the Team Blair defeated the Team Bayley. So Damage Control was trying to dominate anyway. Rhea Ripley was trying to dominate, but they failed it. Next match was AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. This match was very interesting. This is a singles match, but they are trying to defeat these things. But suddenly it became fail to do that. And even the Judgment Day was trying to dominate these things. But nonetheless, they failed to do that. And after that, everything was smashed out. The next thing was, finally, AJ Styles defeated Finn Balor. But I was really disappointed that why AJ Styles and Finn Balor became rivals, enemies. But it doesn't seem to that. But I think he's spoiling the friendship or not. But I would like to say it was really interesting. The next match was Ronda Rousey versus Shotzi. She is the first woman competitor to got a chance faster for WWE Women's Championship. It was really awesome. It was really appreciating for that. And I loved it. Never expected that Shotzi would get some heat with Ronda Rousey, but I would like to say that Ronda Rousey was very competitive. She is very strong. She is very motivated. And she is very smart. So this smartness, it would be her biggest nightmare. And finally, Ronda Rousey makes this thing into a nightmare. The next match was Austin Theory versus Seth freaking Rollins versus Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley and even Seth Rollins was concentrating to defeat Austin Theory for the US title. But the thing is, after losing the money in the bank, Austin Theory changed his character. And he is not a selfie man anymore. He is a serious man. It's look like the competitor of Sammy Guevara. That's really interesting. Sammy Guevara versus Austin Theory. Dream match. If it happens, then I would like to see that. It would be cool. It would be super cool. Both men are sexy. Both men are handsome. Both men are looking dashing brilliant. So to be honest, like that, Austin Theory proves that he can beat Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley. And after that, Austin Theory defeated. And even Austin Theory hit a signature move to Seth Rollins, and even Bobby Lashley hit a spear, and after that Bobby Lashley moved on, and Bobby Lashley made the biggest mistake, and the mistake is he forgot to pin. He forgot to make a pinfall. Then after that, everything was smashed out of here, and after that, the smashed out. Austin Theory, he claims that he is the biggest US title ever. Two-time US champion, finally. The next match was the Bloodline versus the Brawling Brutes. The Bloodline with Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn, Solo Sikoa, the Usos, and the Brawling Brutes with Sheamus, Ridge Holland, Butch, Drew McIntyre, and Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens' return in WWE SmackDown was the biggest goosebumps ever. And he appeared on Monday Night Raw also. Yes. But to be honest, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn was trying to take this shit off it. But I would like to say, the Brawling Brutes were trying to defeat the Bloodline. They're trying to ending the Bloodline. But to be honest, it definitely failed out of it. And Sami Zayn wants to prove loyalty. That he is loyal with Roman Reigns. He is loyal with the Bloodline. He cares. He cares with his family. But I would like to say Sammy teaches Kevin Owens, because he remembers that on NXT, Kevin Owens teaches Sami Zayn. Hits his pop-up powerbomb into the side of the ring, and he feels injured. And now Sami Zayn hits a leg shot into his Kevin Owens' face, and 3-2-1 out. The Bloodline wins. The Bloodline retains his undefeated streak. So I think the streak is coming to an end. But I want to see. It was really disappointing. I was really devastating to see the streak is coming to an end. And I want to see this undefeated string is getting defeated. One day I want to see. When I want to see. I was really waiting for it. I was really waiting for 2 years. Yes, I was really waiting for 2 fucking years. But I would like to show that it would be really good. But it depends upon that. Jay also was really angry for that. But Sami Zayn proves it. After that, Jay Uso was loving. Yes, Jay Uso was loving Sami Zayn. And he's supporting. And even, especially as concerned to Jay Uso, he is now, everything is okay. So, this is really awesome. At all. So, that's the ending of the Trust podcast. And if I'd give ratings, I would give 5 out of 5 stars. Because War Games. Because only War Games. This match was very massive. Yes. To be honest, it's very good. And after this win, and please follow me on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Anchor, and many more. And our podcast partner is Anchor. You can just say the platform. I'm just recording with Anchor. You can listen. It's good, right? And now, I want to make sure that please listen. If you listen, then it will be a good day for it. And now, I'm ending this show. And you will see the next episode from this show. The show will be continue. It's not ending at all. I'm just making a mistake to say the show is ending. But not ending, the episode is ending. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye. Take care. Goodbye. Love you. See you. Miss you. Love you. The Wrestling Radio Vayano Chakravarti is sponsored by Anchor. Bye. Good night.